Hi, it's Josh here with my Spud of the Week, and the honour this week goes to Lindsay Thomas, and it hurts me to say that because I love Lindsay Thomas. He's been a great servant of the North Melbourne Football Club for close enough to 10 years, but he's come back from suspension last weekend for Werribee for a fairly sickening elbow to a player a few weeks ago, and in his first game back he's given an elbow to another player and got himself suspended again, this time luckily for only 1 week, but it's very disappointing to see his career going this way. He was definitely out of form and needed to go back to the seconds when he was dropped going way back earlier in the season, but he hasn't performed the way obviously he should be. It would have been good to see him go back and just kick goals and make his way back into the team, but I am worried that we've seen the last of Lindsay Thomas playing first grade for North, and this is how he's going to be remembered. He already had a bit of a reputation among some footy followers, usually supporters of other clubs, as a diver, which I think was pretty unfair, and even as a dirty player, and I don't really know where that came from. I don't think he ever was really a dirty player. Certainly played for the odd free kick, but I don't think he ever really went out too often to hurt people in an unfair way. But what he should be remembered is for kicking more than 300, close to 400 career goals. One of the shining lights of North in a pretty unsuccessful era, when North, you know, weren't ever really challenging for a flag. He was someone that North supporters could go and watch and be fairly assured that he was going to put on a pretty good show. So, yeah, I'd like to see Lindsay come back after his suspension and put in a few good games in the VFL, and hopefully salvage some of his reputation.